So my name's Adam Whitfield, and unfortunately, I'm not a master's student just yet. I'm still working on my undergraduate degree up there at the U of A, and I've worked for Gus since about high school. So I've this past summer, I had the opportunity to work on a special problems. So today, I'll talk to you about the control of tarnished plant bugs in cotton. So the tarnished plant bug, otherwise known as the Liguus linearis, is the number one pest in cotton in Arkansas today. And so our growers are typically spraying 4 to 6 applications throughout the year, and that becomes very costly over time. And so I've put some examples of the nymph and the adult, and it's important to note that while we're scouting the field, we are mainly seeing our nymphs, and that's what we are going to be looking at in our charts. And so they also, not only on cotton, but they're going to be on our wild host along the field edges and the ditch banks, and it's important to also control those. And so here are the examples of what the plant bugs are actually feeding on the cotton plant. They're mainly feeding on our fruiting structures, and so when you walk through the field looking for damage, you'll see it typically on the terminals, squares, blooms, and bowls. And when you see that, you want to pull out the shake sheet and see what the populations are looking like. And so our controls and thresholds, it's important to also involve a cultural control method and not just solely rely on a form of chemical control. And so we need to plant early, also keep our field edges clean as possible so that they're not staying on those wild hosts all around the field. And you need to actually get in the field and regularly scout and see what the populations are doing, and so that we can treat when needed. And so the threshold that we're currently recommending are 3 plant bugs per 5 row feet. And so we're going to lower that when it comes to a problematic field, such as if there's a herbicide damage or there's a low stand count, or if we're having a problem in the field, we're going to have to lower that threshold just a little bit so we can conserve the yield that we'll still get off that field. The objectives from this research, so this is a regional efficacy trial, and this trial will be compared to other states in the Mid-South to evaluate the current recommendations and determine the efficacy of our available insecticides. So when we look at this, we're going to determine if there's any resistance in our current recommendations. We're ensuring that that our current recommendations are still solid and still work. And most importantly, we're trying to increase the control of tarnished plant bugs. So this is our treatment list here. Like I said, these are all recommendations that are currently being used in Arkansas. So we have Transform at 1.5 ounces, Centric at 2 ounces, Vidate at 12.8 ounces, Orthene at 3/4 pounds, Brigade at 6 ounces plus Orthene at 3/4 pounds, Bidrin at 6 ounces, Kuroz at 2 ounces, Carbine at 2.85 ounces, and Diamond at 9 ounces. And so our materials and methods, our plot sizes are going to be about 12.5 feet, or otherwise 4 rows by 50 feet. And so we're going to use a 2.5 foot drop cloth, and that'll give us our 5 row feet when you shake both sides. And we'll actually take 2 samples in each plot, and so that'll give us a total of 10 row feet that we're sampling, and that'll give us a threshold of 6 per 10 row feet. And that's what we have on our graphs that we'll look at here in a minute. So all of our data was processed using the Agriculture Research Manager version 10, and all of our applications were sprayed using the MudMaster. Our treatment timings are important, so we're trying to emulate what the grower might face. So we're waiting until the threshold is met and we make our first application, and then we go into the field and we check the populations, and once the treatments have broken through and we have hit threshold again, we'll make a second application and continue to evaluate the population in the field. And so this is our first graph here. As you can see, on the y-axis we have our plant bugs per 10 row feet, and on the x-axis we have our different treatments. And so this graph specifically is 3 days after our first application. And this red line here across the graph is our threshold of 6 plant bugs per 10 row feet. As you can see on the left, that is our untreated check at about 24 plant bugs. And so our untreated check is significantly different from all of our treatments. All of our treatments show signs of control, but there's really not too much a variance in the control or the control that they're doing. But I'd like to note that we have carbene up here at the highest, and that's different. It's way above it's still above our threshold compared to our better treatments such as Brigade and Orthene or Orthene by itself. And so I'd also like to note that we have right next to carbene, we have Vidate and Diamond. They're still above threshold, even though they show signs of control. We'll look at that in the next graph here in a second. And so after 6 days, we've come back in and looked at it again, and our untreated check has jumped all the way up to 47 plant bugs. And so that can show you how our treatment is still showing signs of control. And I think it's very important to note that Vidate is all the way down at the very bottom with the best treatment level. And this shows that it doesn't have necessarily fast-action knockdown power, but it's over time it's showing better control. It just needs a little bit of time. And so that's also similar with our Diamond there and the brown. And all of our treatments, again, the trend continues of showing good signs of control, but there's a little variance. And again, Centric and Kuroz are up towards the top of our graph. And so we're going to go into we're going to go ahead and make our second application, and we're going to go in 4 days after and check and see how our populations are doing. And again, we have carbene up at the top, and it's significantly different from our better treatments of our tank mix or our transform or Orthene. And again, we have diamond kind of towards the top, but it'll come back down in a little bit. But Vidate's there right in the middle, but it's not too much different from our better treatments. So this graph's a little different. We decided to take the untreated check out of it because it's pretty high. It's running about 30.5. And again, all of our treatments show signs of control. And so we just wanted to go ahead and just put our treatments there by themselves to show kind of the difference in them. And so we have our Kuroz all the way at the top at running nearly 8 plant bugs. I mean, it still has control, but it's nothing as good as our, it's not as good as our Orthene or our Transformer Bidron and our tank mixes that are consistently showing better signs of control. And so we move into 12 days after our second application, and obviously our trend continues here with our untreated check being very high and all treatments showing signs of control. But again, our carbene is significantly different from all of our other treatments. It's very high, and our treatments such as Bidron and the tank mix and transform are on the lower end showing better signs of residual control for our pest population. And this is the last time we went in to check the population. It was 14 days after the second application. And again, our untreated check is very high and significantly different from all of our other treatments at 24 plant bugs per 10 row feet. And so as you can see, carbene's still up there at the top with the highest number of plant bugs. Significantly different from our better treatments down at the bottom with transform and our tank mix. And so as you can see, the trend continues pretty much throughout throughout every time we went to check the population. And so in conclusion, we found that transform, Orthene, and then our tank mix of Orthene and Brigade, and also our Bidron perform consistently better than other currently recommended insecticides. But treatments such as carbene and Kuroz did not provide adequate control compared to our other recommendations. And with that, I would like to conclude, and if you have any questions, I'd love to answer them. We did 2 treatments, yes, sir.
Any other questions for Adam? All right, thank you, Adam.
Thank you.